Viewpoint, CRTV.
The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbayarobe, has rounded off a sensitization campaign in Mengaga, Tibati and Yoko in view of the launch of the Central Plain Land Development and Large Agricultural Producers Settlement Project. In today's Viewpoint, Kevin Bunda says, in order to effectively carry out the ambitious project that will mark a turning point in Cameroon's second-generation agriculture program, adequate measures have to be taken to prevent possible conflicts.
In its determination to boost second-generation agriculture, the Cameroon government intends to implement a project to develop 400,000 hectares of land and install large-scale agricultural producers in the central plain along the Bachenga, Ntui, Yoko, Tibati, Ngaoundéré corridor. The project, supported by the Ministry of State Property and Land Tenure, according to officials of the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, represents the first phase of a larger project to create approximately 1.2 million hectares of land for medium and large-scale farming. During its operational phase, this second-generation agricultural project will help increase maize production by 1,200,000 tons in a surface area of 200 hectares. Besides, soybeans production will increase by 50,000 tons. Potatoes production will increase by 600,000 tons, while cassava production will increase by 2 million tons. Moreover, farmers in the project area will not only receive appropriate training, but will also benefit from the grant of agricultural machinery like tractors from the large-scale agricultural producers. They will be given other farm inputs to help boost production and productivity, like fertilizers, pesticides, and high-yielding seedlings. Farming communities along the corridor of the Central Plain will also benefit from the construction of farm-to-market roads, production units and storage facilities, as well as the provision of basic social amenities like schools and hospitals. As laudable as the initiative may appear, it goes without saying such a project comes with its own challenges. Top on the list are potential conflicts with the local population. As a matter of fact, such a huge project will greatly hamper the activities of local farmers who practice subsistence agriculture. Other groups of people who stand to suffer setbacks include graziers and hunters. In order to guard against conflicts of all sorts, the government has to take adequate measures in the interest of the affected population, making sure no one finds any reason to impede the execution of such a lofty project. But then, given that one can't make omelette without breaking eggs, the local population has to be made to understand that there is always a price to pay for development. The Central Plain Land Development and Large Agricultural Producer Settlement Project is one of such development initiatives which, if effectively carried out, will help Cameroon attain the overall objectives set out in the 2020-2030 National Development Strategy, that of establishing favorable conditions for economic growth and the accumulation of national wealth, improving living conditions of the populations and their access to basic infrastructure, as well as ensuring that the structural changes essential for the industrialization of the country are obtained.